Welcome to your daily devotional for November 27th. Enemies of the truth. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 16. Have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Paul was addressing primarily a Jewish audience in his epistle to the Galatians. The danger was for these new believers in the infant church to fall into legalism. Salvation is by the hearing of faith and not of works. Paul's preaching of salvation by faith alone in Christ alone, available to Jews and Gentiles alike, offended the sensibilities of those who had much pride. But in telling the truth, Paul was being a friend and not an enemy. There is value in reproof from righteous men and women. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 5 reads, "Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed." The point of this proverb is to say that open rebuke is the act of love, but not being willing to speak up when necessary because you might offend can hardly be called love. How much more so should we be pleased when our God takes notice of us and reproves us for our own benefit, speaking the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons? My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. I don't know about you, but I'm pleased when the Lord guides my steps and keeps me from starting or continuing down wrong and sinful roads. Too many people only want to listen to spiritual teaching that omits mention of sin, the need for repentance, moral standards, and the existence of both eternal heaven and eternal hell. Anything less is another message. God's most faithful Bible preachers, evangelists, and faithful witnesses are generally not the most popular television personalities or rock star preachers. But we do what we do because God has called us to preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We say with Paul, "I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God." Friend, you are a sinner in need of the Savior. There is one Savior, one way to God, Jesus the Christ, the God-man. He died to pay the penalty for your sins and satisfied the wrath of God by his blood. Then he rose from the dead. You must believe in him to one day live in heaven and avoid hell. You must follow the rules in the Bible if you wish to please God and enjoy peace and communion with him. Do you excuse away yours and others' fornication or gambling or evil? Are you a friend or enemy of the truth?